Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, glory be unto God. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We praise the Lord for you. Looking forward to a mighty, magnificent move of God. Bless the Lord. This is our 6-year anniversary. And we thank God for glory to God for the speakers that will be coming on this week. So we bless him, honor him, and give him glory. Since we don't have anyone on except, oh, our dear brother Black, we're going to play this song that's been in my spirit while we are waiting for our guests to come on to celebrate this anniversary. Every trophy will be laid down at his feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. Jesus Christ, the King of all. We want everyone to hear that word tonight. So we're going to pray God's blessing as we glory to God. Listen to this word from Elevation. What would you do if he came into the room knowing that our seed is the whole night at the door and knock?
The war will be over. We will meet.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
this is the one I want you to listen to. Going along with our theme.
What would you do if he walked into the room? What would you do if he walked into the room? What would you say if he walked into the room? How would you pray if he walked into the room?
What would you do?
Praise the Lord again for those that are just coming on the line. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connected, our six-year anniversary, believing God for a revival transformation. Glory to God as we listen tonight to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Our theme is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open up the door, he'll come in and sup with him. Praise the Lord. So I thought that song was appropriate. What would you do if he walked into the room? What would he find us doing? Glory to God. Is our house in order? Not so much to get ready for to leave this land because we have a work for us to do, but are you ready? Are you equipped? Are you obedient? Are you submissive? Are you prepared? Praise the Lord. Do you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say? What are you listening to? Praise the Lord. So I just bless the Lord tonight. I'm looking so forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Praise the Lord. We give God glory and thank God, glory to God, for his anointing that destroys every yoke. Glory to God. And the faith that he's given us, every man a measure of faith, what we do with it is up to us. But I am surely, truly excited in anticipation of expectancy of a move of God all week long. Fasting and praying been going on. We thanking God for none other than our apostle, D.C. Terry, that has accepted the invitation to come and let the Lord use him for Sunday and Monday night. We look forward to that. And no, glory to God, it's a wealth of knowledge on the inside, but we don't want to walk with just knowledge. He has the knowledge of just the truth of the word, but not just the letter, but the Spirit of the Lord that leads him and directs him, anointed, glory to God, vessel of God. His wife will introduce him, which you've heard her before, glory to God, a few months back, none other than Apostle Terry, praise God, a tongue-tier, TT. But we thank God, bless the Lord, they operate in the anointing together as TNT. Praise the Lord. I don't like to exalt no flesh, but I definitely will honor and exalt the Lord in those that are walking in truth. And I thank God again for these powerful men, but these women of God that's so faithful every Monday night in prayer, second and fourth Sunday for ministering, speaking, or supporting whoever is coming in to speak. Truly, God has ordained this anointing for this prayer line and these people that come faithfully to pray. Not talking about what happened last night, yesterday, how's your mama doing, what's going on with your children. They come online with the word, with the power, with the anointing, and all the various giftings that God has given them, and just hearing the reports about healing and deliverance and salvation, and God just moving on the lives of people that are gone through so much, and God has blessed. So I am just looking forward to it. We praise God for those that are on the line already. Glory to God, and for those that will come. I don't want to hold up for a lot of time. I was considering sharing a little bit about our ministry, but I feel the anointing. We will get to that through the week, how God has blessed and ordained, glory to God, our divine connection and the vessel that God has used while we were doing 100 in prayer. God bless and put Pastor Dorsey across our path, and how this, glory to God, is extending the ministry over into the Blog Talk Radio. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, praise God, we're going to have our scripture reading. Minister Ely was going to do it tonight, but something came up, so I will do the scripture reading tonight, and our Minister Black will do the prayer. Praise the Lord. So we'll get back to the scripture that he's given me each night. Even though our theme is told, I stand at the door and knock, and glory to God, who are you listening to? No, that's our brother's topic. I'm so sorry. Only, praise God. So we're going to, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Is the other part of our theme. But each night, each topic, every vessel will have their own topic God has put on my heart for them to speak. And I know he's going to give it to them with power and anointing. And the authority is going to be things that we can live by. We're bringing revelation to, understanding and clarity, and find us where we live at. So we won't have no excuse that we have to look at nobody else to say what they need to do. It'll be saying, it is I, glory to God, standing in the need of prayer. So I am excited, ecstatic, and just glorifying the Lord for what he's already done and doing. And our scripture reading for tonight, for the ministry, you already heard that. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, in Revelation 3:20. But the scripture reading for tonight is Proverbs 2:2. Making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. And James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to open the line up for none other than Minister Black of Connecticut. He will be doing the prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Just entering into you, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts and entering into your courts with praise, God. Hallelujah, God. Just dwelling in your secret place, God. Hallelujah, God. Just supping with you, God. And hearing from you, God, before the word is brought forth. God, just ushering in your presence, God. You said you inhabit the praises of your people. That's why we praise you, God, before anything goes forth. We connect, we contact you, God, first. Hallelujah, God. You're a consuming fire. Your fire is all around this place, but yet we are not consumed. The enemy is consumed, but we are not consumed. We're one, God. We thank you for the word that went forth. We thank you, Lord, for the constructed miracles in advance, God. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of faith. gift of healing, gift of miracles, God, gift of a word of a knowledge, gift of a word of wisdom. We thank you for discernment, God. We thank you for the gift of prophecy, God. God, we thank you for the gift of tongues and the gift of interpretation of tongues. We thank you for these things, God, that has already went forth over the airways, God. Ule Kamasha, God, we thank you, Lord. You said in your word in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, I have not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. We thank you, God, how you took control over this, over the airways, God, through your man of God, through your apostle, God. Oh, God, thank you for the fire that burns up every iniquities, God, that people got reclaimed out of a backslidden condition. God, we thank you, God, for this end time word, season, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory and be to the Most High God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to open up the line right now. Glory to God for Apostle Tara. Terry, I'm not sure if they're using the same number tonight. Is that true? Apostle Terry?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay, then in the meantime, I'm going to turn it over to you now. So as the Lord bless, however he direct you, whether it's straight to the introduction or into the music selection or however God direct you all, now it's turned over to you in your hands. And as the Lord bless, as he speak, and anything God give him in prophetic, then we get to open the lines for anyone that needs prayer. But take the liberty, praise God, to go ahead and let the Lord use you to his glory. Amen. At this time, we are introducing his wife, none other than Apostle Tara Terry, that will introduce Apostle D.T. Terry, the senior apostle.
Amen. Blessings, everyone. We want to congratulate you all on your anniversary, and we thank God for the opportunity on tonight to minister to you from the Kingdom Learning Center. Apostle D.C. Terry is the apostle, the leader of the Kingdom Learning Center here in Irma, South Carolina. He is my amazing husband as well as the wonderful father of our six children. We're going to get right into it. I want you guys to be ready to hear what it is that God has to say on you today. He is an awesome man of wisdom, and he the word that he brings is rich. So I want you to be attentive to what it is that he's saying and be prepared to apply what it is that he's going to say to you immediately. Have your ears open for you, so that you can receive the word that you get on tonight just for yourself. If we could just receive this word for ourselves and, you know, be able to share with others. But if we can get it for ourselves and apply it to our lives immediately, it will be life-changing. So I'm going to turn it right over to him right now. Blessings to all of you. Again, we thank you, Pastor Hubbard, for inviting us. And I'm going to turn it over to him. Get ready for life-changing words. Bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I pray that you had an awesome week last week and that this week is off to a great start. Just thank God for being here on this evening. We thank God for the pastor, the prophet, B.J. Hubbard. We love you so much and just appreciate you so much. Before I begin, I want to just share something about me. Some years ago, something happened. Everything was fine. We had a birthday celebration for one of our children. Came home from that. Within about a day or so, I came down with something. No one knew what it was at the time. and I'm not one that does doctors, but to appease my wife, I went to the emergency room, and to let you know how serious it was, pulled my shirt off. The doctor jumped back and said that, "I have to be honest with you, I've never seen anything like this before," and he hurried out of the room. Just so happens a nurse came in and found out that I was a veteran, and so she referred me to ask if I would go to VA because she used to work for the doctor of doctors there, the head doctors, head physician there. So he got a chance to, I met with him the next day. She actually set the appointment, got me in, went to his office, sat down. He talked to me and said, "The only reason that I even know that this is either one or the other, two things, is because I've just been around long enough to see it. I've seen it." He saw it during the Vietnam War several times while he was overseas. And so he said, "It's either one or the other. If it's this one, an antibiotic will work and it'll knock it out. If it's the other one, nothing is going to work. You're just going to have to stand your ground with this and just go through it." And so he asked me, "Do you want to take?" I asked, "Well, how strongly do you feel that it's one or the other?" He says, "Well, I really believe that it's the other. But if you want to go ahead and take the antibiotic anyway, you can do that. It can't hurt anything." And because I'm not big on medicine, I opted not to take it because I was pretty sure that it was the worst one as well. Well, things got pretty rough. For about 10 days, my fever once came down to 102.7 and stayed around 104.5. And during that time frame, when something is really, really going on with me, because I'm a very private individual, I don't talk much. I go before God. Well, during that time frame, there were so many, we had to kind of let some family know what was going on. They started calling around trying to get people to convince me to take this medicine or to try this and try that, and you got to do this and you got to do that. And so I started shutting everybody off. And if you hold up your hand and look at your fingers, whether it's your left or your right hand, you see that you have five fingers. I said to my wife, "Call this person and call that person and ask them to pray." I had three fingers left. Listen, Pastor Hubbard, the prophet, she was one of those individuals. And God brought me through that particular thing, and not many people knew even what it was. I tell you now, it's called the Coxsackie virus. Not too many people ever heard of it. I knew that it was pretty rough when I was speaking with a close friend of mine, and I was sharing with him what was going on, and there was another friend who's not so close to me but close to him in the background, and when he repeated it, because she works for the Center of Disease Control, I can't think of the perfect name of it right now, in Atlanta, she yelled out, "Oh, my God, who has that?" Well, when you look at this, you will find today that the Coxsackie virus is part of the strands that kind of links with COVID. It was during that time frame that what people are going through today and what has taken thousands, hundreds of thousands of people out, it was during that time frame that I was going through that. Tell you that this woman of God was one of the ones that my wife called. Listen, you want to make sure that when you are, who you have around you are people who you know are in touch with the Father. I'm going to say that again. You want to make sure that the people that you have around you are people that you know are in touch with the Father. I don't mean just in touch with you and in touch with your emotions and in touch with how you feel and they really, really know you. No, I need you to know God more than you know me. I need my wife to know the Father more than she knows me. And if you're just, I'm going to take a break just for a moment there because I need that to sink in, because where we're going on this evening, I want to make sure that you really, really get this. So I'm going to take a break real moment and just finish honoring the mighty woman of God. Happy anniversary to you all. We just celebrate you. Pastor Hubbard, Prophet Hubbard, listen, we love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate the relationship. We know that God has taken us in so many different areas throughout the years, and I want to just say that not once have we ever doubted who you are to us. Not once have we ever doubted or swayed in that position that you have in our hearts. And my prayer is that the people who are close to you and the people who've been consistently hearing your voice will really begin to dive in more and listen to the sound wisdom and listen to the instructions so that you can begin to conquer in your life. God places certain people in our lives for specific reasons. And if you just embrace that individual, you will get the purpose. They will benefit off of what they give you, and you'll benefit as well. I want to honor my wife, Apostle Tara, on this evening, a mighty woman of God, powerful woman of God, mother of our six children. And we just thank God for you, TKLC, and all of the other our spiritual sons and daughters, whoever else are listening to this, and those of you that are on the line that I may have never met, blessings upon you. Want to just honor all clergy and all others in line. Now, getting back to this particular word on this evening, I have something very simple that I like to share. I don't see it as being something that has to be very long. I'll take as long as you need me to take. And what I mean by that is that if you grab it fast, it'll go fast. But as long as the pull is there, I'm going to release the flow. If you go to the book of Psalm chapter 1, I want to take a look at verse number 1. And it says something here. Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1. If you'd be just a moment to get there with me. I'm going to read this in a different version. I'm used to quoting this in the King James Version. This was the first scripture that I learned when I came into the body of Christ. But I want to read this in the Living Bible. Give me one moment here. And it reads, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God. But they delight in doing everything God wants them to do. Everything God wants them to. And day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely." I'm going to read that again, verses 1 through 2. "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at the things of God, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to. And day and night are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely." Dig into this on this evening. I'm going to read one more scripture here, and it says Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he in me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he and me." When I look at that in a different version, I'm going to go to the Living Bible on this as well. It says, "Look, I've been standing at the door and I'm constantly knocking. If anyone hears me calling him and opens the door, I will come in and fellowship with him and he with me." If I had a title or a subject on tonight, it would simply be same company, same company. In the Marine Corps, there's something that I learned that I did not know before joining the Marine Corps, or shall I say being allowed to be a part of the Marine Corps after boot camp because I got through. They taught me a particular word that I thought meant one thing. And when I got in there, I found out that this word had another meaning that I was not aware of. And it was that word, it is that word, company. Company. When we hear and we talk about company in the civilian world, most times they're thinking about someone that's visiting with you, your company. But in the Marine Corps, if you're thinking about the military, that word company takes on a different meaning. It's not just the people who are around you that you've invited in. It's also the people who are around you because they are a part of the same thing that you're a part of. A definition for that would be company. It would be a number of individuals gathered together, especially for a particular purpose. A body of soldiers, especially the smallest subdivision of an infantry battalion, typically commanded by a major or captain. Another definition is a group of actors, singers, or dancers who perform together. I wish I could just take a break right there and just say, be careful that we do not become a group of actors and singers or dancers who perform together. I have to say that because it's so tempting to become a company, to be a part of a company. And with that company in church, what I've seen over the last several decades would be a group of actors, singers, or dancers who perform together. And the thing about a performance is you do it, but you are doing it to appease man. Most times we do something because we want someone to say, hallelujah, we did a good job, praise the Lord, but they're really not praising the Lord. They're praising us for the work that we've done. But the word here, company, that I really want to jump on here is that it's a body of soldiers, especially the smallest subdivision of an infantry battalion, typically commanded by a major or captain, or a number of individuals gathered together, especially for a particular purpose. When I think about company, I think about when they would come together and they would call the company to attention, everyone would come to attention. If they said at ease, means that you could rest for a moment. Everyone at that particular time would rest. If they set that particular company and that company had to go overseas to war, everyone that's a part of that company would go. Amos 3 and 3 says, can two walk together, except they be agreed. Listen, everyone that's a part of that company ended up in that particular place unless there was some special reason that they were allowed not to. But here we have Jesus saying, listen, I've been at the door, and I've been knocking, and here is my issue. You've not opened the door. And why haven't you opened the door? He says, I want to come in and sup with you, but the problem is you already got company. See, I want to come in and I want to sup with you, but the issue is you already got your company and y'all already having supper together. He says, I've been here knocking, and listen to this, you won't open the door, but if you open the door, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. Listen, I'll eat with you, you'll eat with me, I'll fellowship with you, and you'll fellowship with me, I'll talk to you, and you'll talk to me. Listen, I will listen to you, and you can listen to me. But he says, I'm at the door knocking, and it seems to mean that you've been pleased with other people listening to you. You've been pleased with other people talking to you. But he says, I want to talk to you. If you'll just give me some time. I'm knocking. I'm at your door. I'm knocking at the same door that they've been knocking at. Listen, they knocked at the door, and you opened it. He says, but I'm knocking at the door, and I'm still waiting. We sing songs, and we've heard songs, you know, throughout the years that he was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. But right here, he says, listen, I'm waiting at your door. I'm at your door, and I've been knocking. But you got company. And here's my issue. I can't help you because you already got company. I can't help you because I'm ready to talk to you, but you already talking to somebody else. I can't help you because I need your ear, but someone else has it. I can't help you
because I want to give you my voice on the situation, but you're treasuring someone else's. I can't help you because I want to tell you what's right, and you want to hear what you want. But I'm still knocking. I've been knocking. I've been knocking on your door. And some would say, I've been knocking. I've opened the door for Jesus. He says, yeah, but you didn't open that one. See, that's the door right there. You opened this door right here, and you told me that you wanted me to come through this door over here. But he says, I don't want to come through the back door. That's why I'm standing at the front door. You know that door you let everybody else in? He says, I want to come through that door right there, because when I come through that door, that gives me access to most of all of your rooms, all the other rooms and everyone else. But you want me to come around to the back door, and you want me to stay in that room back there. He says, but that's not the door I'm going to. I've been knocking at this door right here. This is the one I want to come in. No, I'm not coming in. No. I want to come in your, the old folks used to call it like this right here. Some people still do. I want to come in your living room. I want to come in the room. Listen, I want to come in your living room. I don't mean the room. Unfortunately, sometimes the living room had plastic on the seats and all kinds of other stuff, and they didn't let some people go into those rooms. But I mean the real living room. This is the room that you live in most of the time. This is the room that in your house, a lot of the things are being done right here. This is the room. This is that special room. He says, I want to come in your living room, because if I can get in your living room, then I can get in your life. If I can go in your living room, I'm going to see most of your pictures. If I can get in your living room, that's where you having all the secret conversations. If I can get in your living room, that's when you send the children out. That's when you send everybody else out. And in here, you even talk low. He says, I want to be in your living room. That's where you keep your photo albums and all types of other stuff that they would have, that they would just keep, that was just precious to me. He says, that's what I want to get in your life. And if you allow me in your life, if you will open the door to your life, then I can change it the way I want to change it and not the way that you've been limiting me to. So the issue is same company. And the problem with same company is, and I'm already halfway done, the problem with the same company is you're still the same person. I know you dress different. I know you look different. I know you got a title now. I know you can pray different. I know your voice even is even different now. You've learned the dialect of the church. He says, but you're still the same person. How do I know that? Because you're still dealing with the same challenges, and you're still coming up with the same results. Your prayer is different. Your shout is different. Your dance is different. You even sing different, because you're part of the company. You've learned how to do this stuff, but you've not learned how to, listen, you've not learned how to live, because you've not allowed me in your living room. You've been preaching and teaching to others. Listen, you've been counseling others. He says, but I want to counsel you. You're still dealing with these challenges that are supposed to have been going a long time ago, because you won't let go of stuff, because when you look around, it's hard for you to let go of the same stuff. When you're still around the same people, having the same conversations, dealing with the same challenges, listen, coming up with the same result, because you still have the same mind. Same company. He says, blessed is the man that walketh, empowered to prosper is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in it does he meditate day and night. Can I go just a little further to verse number 3? Just to share exactly what happens, what's the result of this? Verse number 3 says, they are like trees along a riverbank, bearing luscious fruit each season without fail. Their leaves never wither, and all they do shall prosper. Verse number 4 says, but for sinners, what a different story. They blow away like chaff before the wind. They're not safe on judgment day. They shall not stand among the godly. For the Lord watches over all the plans and the paths of godly men, but the path of the godless shall lead to doom. And I have to ask you something. As we are walking around calling ourselves the church, at some point in time, scriptures that we quote, scriptures that we read should question us. Not only do we read it to quote it, when we quote it, the scripture should come alive enough in us that it questions who we are. It questions whether we think the same. Psalms 19 and 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Soul consists of the mind, will, and emotions of a man. It changes the way I think. It changes, listen, how I feel about it, and it changes what I'm willing to do. The law of the Lord does this. At some point in time, when we read the book of the law, it should question us based on how we live, and it should question us based on our thoughts. It should question us based on our results. Why are we failing in this particular area? The word of God should question us as to why we've not conquered it yet. Why have we not come out of this right here? The word of God should question us. There's that peace that consoles us, but it should also question us as to, wait a minute, why am I still dealing with this? Oh, wait a minute, it's because I'm disobedient to what I know that I was supposed to do. Why am I still failing in this particular area right here? Why am I failing the test? It's because study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm failing the test because I've not studied enough. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So why is it that my faith is falling short? It's because, is it because I don't believe in God? No, I just don't believe in his ways. This is, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are ways of death. So listen, there is a way that, listen, when God speaks to us and tells us do this and we don't do it, when he speaks to us and he tells us don't do this and we do it anyway, it's because we're failing in our belief in what he said. We think that we can still do it and not have to pay. He says, I'm standing at your door, and I'm knocking, and I want to come in. I want to sup with you. Let me tell you what happens when he comes in and he sups with you. He's walking. Jesus is strolling, and this man's not saying anything. He's not waving around. He's not jumping and shouting and huckabucking and all types of other stuff trying to get his attention. He's just sitting in a tree because he was too short to see over the other people. And Jesus sees them anyway. Looks up and he calls them by a name. He says, I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to your house and I'm going to sup with you. I'm coming to your house. I'm going to have dinner. I'm coming to your house. And the Bible says that he goes to his house. And when he goes to his house, after he finishes eating, the Bible says that the man and his house got saved. Everybody in the house got saved. When Jesus is saying, I want to come in, I'm knocking at your door. I'm knocking at your door. And the reason I'm knocking at your door is because I want to come in. Why? Because there are some areas. Yes, you've been saved from hell. But that issue that you're dealing with right there, don't you know that salvation applies to that also? If you will allow me to come in, I will save you even from that. As long as you leave me out here, you're going to deal with that issue in there. As long as you leave me out here, you're going to deal with that issue in there. He says, I'll let you stay right in there with your company. You seem to be pleased. But what's going on? So I know you're not, but you seem to be pleased. You're settling for it. Because you won't change your company. There's a man, Jesus is walking again one day. He's on the way to this man's house. This man walked up to him and this is my daughter. She's sick. Jesus agreed to come to the man's house. And while Jesus stops for a moment because this lady touches the hem of his garment and she receives her healing, while he's dealing with her, some other people, another voice, come
to talk to this man on the side and say, listen, don't, you might as well stop right now. The man, he says, you just keep believing. Don't worry about them. And they finish the trip and they get there. And when they get there, the people are wailing and mourning, you know, company. They're sad and everything, company. Jesus says, oh, she's not dead, she's just sleeping. And the Bible says that this company started laughing. These are the same people that were just crying. These are the same people that were just mourning. Wait a minute. We're supposed to mourn with those. Cry, listen, we mourn with those who are mourning. We're going to celebrate with those who are celebrating. Y'all, those of y'all who know the King James Version, forgive me, I hope it's not offensive to you that I'm saying it in everyday language. But here, this man is in a situation. He needs his daughter healed. They're telling him that the daughter is dead. Jesus is saying, no, she's just sleeping. And the people who were just crying begin to laugh. What? How do you know what type of company this is? Let me tell you what type it is. First of all, they're a group of actors. Actors, singers, and dancers who perform together. How do we know this? Because as soon as Jesus says, Jesus, this is the one that's been walking around healing people. Jesus, this is the one that's already been raising the dead. Jesus, this is the one who's opened blinded eyes, and it's not as if they hadn't heard of him. That's the reason why the man left where these people were and went to find them, because this is the man who's been getting results. And he shows up and he says, she's not dead. She's just sleeping. And the people who were just crying, the people who were just mourning, began to laugh at the man of God. Laugh at the one who came to make change. That's how you find the actors. That's how you find the performers. That's how you find them. They're laughing at what they shouldn't be laughing at. Oh, they can sing, but they're performers. Yeah, they can pray, but they're performers. Uh-huh. They can act, but they're performers. They can preach and hoop, but they're performers. How you know them? Because when it's time to really get down, they're laughing. They're mocking. They'll make a mockery out of something that you know is God, because they think nothing's going to happen. But let me tell you what happened. And this is the part, the reason why people don't want Jesus to come in. Because Jesus comes in and he does something. He does something that the man and his wife doesn't do. He steps and he does something that they don't have. I'm not going to say they don't have the guts to do it, or maybe they're just too hurt at the moment to be able to do it, but it should have come from them, but it didn't. Listen, Jesus already took care of it. He said, get out. Could it be that maybe we're dealing with the same stuff? It's because we're dealing with the same people. Could it be that maybe the reason that we don't want Jesus to come all the way in, we don't want to follow him all the way, we don't want to do exactly everything he said, because it would cause us to have to separate from our company? That cousin of mine, younger cousin, couldn't get him to go to church. He was doing his own thing. But really deep down, he's a good man, good young man. He says, you know what? Most people call me DC because that's what I've gone by. I introduced myself for the last 20 years. But from back from home, whether it's those that knew me when I was a kid in Brooklyn or those that knew me when I was a kid in the Low Country, they still call me Damon. So my son goes by that now. He says, Grandma, I talk to Damon because he's real. I came down, and I talked to him, and he said something. He said, man, I want to change, but here's the problem. He said, those folk over there, they live right across the street from the church. He said, the folk over there, I see how they live. He said, I can't hang with them. And if I change, that means I can't hang with my friends no more, and I'm just scared of being alone. That's just the truth. I don't want to be alone. You're not around here. I don't want to be alone. Wasn't long. Some years later, he put a bullet in his brain. He was around his company. He got frustrated. And he said, You know what? I don't even want to live no more. I just kill myself. I just feel like blowing my brains out. Company said, well, don't talk about it, do it. He left them and walked across the field, went in the house, told his younger sister who was in the front room. He said, you want to leave. You don't even want to be here right now. Goes back in the back, and she heard a noise, but the TV was up so loud, she didn't really know what it was. He then shot himself. His company. And here's the thing, it's easy to go off on the company that he was around. But what's more important to me right now is the company that he didn't want to be around. The most challenging place it is. And it seems like the people who hurt you the most sometimes, the people who will challenge your salvation the most and tempt you the most sometimes, are church folk. And I would love to say that it was just the people, that it's just the people that's in the pews, but the problem is that it's not. It's in the pulpit too. Company. And at some point in time, you're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to make a choice. Either you're going to stay around the actors, you know, those performers, the singer, you know, those performers, the preachers and the hoopers and the teachers and the... You know, those performers. Or you're going to leave. And sometimes leaving your company is simply inviting Jesus in. He has a way of kicking everybody out. When they disagree with something that he says, they would have been fine had they not laughed. He wouldn't have kicked them out of the room. They would have been fine had they kept their mouth shut. Company. I submit to you on this evening as I come to my close. What company are you still keeping that you should have let go of a long time ago? How much further would you have been had you cut loose a few people sooner? Now, how much further can you go if you cut loose a few people right now? Have you invited Jesus? Have you really opened the door for him? Let me tell you what the proof is. When you open the door for him, he's going to speak with you about you. He says, I'm going to come in and I'm going to sup with you. I'm going to fellowship with you. Fellowship is not me just talking to you. Fellowship is when I talk to you, when you talk to me. Fellowship is when I listen to you and you listen to me. It's when we communicate with each other and we speak to each other in such a way that we understand each other. Fellowship is not just us coming in the same place, because we can be in the same place and still not be in agreement. There were people that I went into war zones with who had called me a nigger on the side. But we were there for a specific purpose, to kill the enemy that was there. But listen, I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that I still had to watch myself there, not just from a bullet from the enemy, the foreign enemy, but one that was in the same company as me. We were there on a mission. But we didn't agree with each other. Let me tell you who really prepared me for the strong racism that I deal with right now in the business world. The church. The church that looks like me. Because racism is nothing more than a form of discrimination. It's just you're being discriminated against because of your race. It's the church. When they saw that I was different. It's the treatment of the people, from the people who saw that I was different. It was treatment from the people who saw that I wanted to be different. Not different than them, different than I was. But unfortunately, me being different than I was would begin to show up who's not changing.
because I wanted to make certain changes because I knew that, listen, if I don't change here, it means I can't be free here because I can't continue to think the same way and come off the streets. I can't continue to think the same way and not grab the gun when somebody pops off the wrong way. I can't continue to think the same way and not put bolts on somebody when they're just looking at me wrong. I can't continue to think that way. I have to change or the result is going to be the same. And all of a sudden, Quiet Me was face to face with people who accused me of being judgmental because I stopped cursing, not because I said anything about them cursing. All of a sudden, I found myself face to face with people who accused me of being judgmental because I said that homosexuality was wrong. And also, by the way, a heterosexual whore is wrong as well. All of a sudden, I fell face to face with people in the pulpit who said I was wrong and I was mean because I said, you're wrong for not changing. And the Word of God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And your love, the proof of your love, is based on what you decide to keep. He says, I'm knocking. I want to come in and talk to you. And I want to talk to you about you, not your neighbor. I'm not going to waste words about your neighbor with you. That's why I'm knocking on your door. When I want to talk to your neighbor, I'll knock on their door. I won't come in and talk to you about them. I'm knocking on their door the same way I'm knocking on yours. Will you let me in? Will you let me in? Will you let me in? So that's the first bedroom? Well, what's the name of that bedroom? Oh, we call that bedroom hell. Says, will you let me in? Oh, that's a nice room right there. What's behind that door? That's the second bedroom. What's the name of that bedroom? Oh, finances. Will you let me in? Well, what about that room over there? That room, the door is even, you painted that one a different color. It's very, very nice. Beautiful room. What's the name of that room? Attitude. He says, will you let me in? What about this door right here? Now, that's a different looking door. What's that door right there? Discipline? Wow. Okay. I noticed you gave that one a name on the front of the door. So that's discipline? Okay, that's the room for discipline. So if it's the room for discipline, why did you just write grace on the front of it? What about this door over here? What's that door for? You know, marriage. My spouse, you know, that's it. Oh, okay. Would you let me into that, please? I'm knocking. I'm not just going to open the door. I'm knocking. What's this one over here? Oh, that's children? Will you let me in? Will you please let me in? What's that one right there? Whoa. You actually have a room and you named it loneliness? Would you please let me in? I want to stop with you. I want to save you from that. See, Bernie, you can't see fire right now. You can't really see all that, but you can see loneliness. I want to save you from that. Yeah. You can see sickness. I want to save you from that. You can see poverty. You can see struggle. I want to save you from that. Will you let me in? Oh, turmoil. You can see that. Marriage issues. You can see that. Issues with your children. You can see issues with your parents. You can see that. Will you let me in, please? Oh, you can't. No job? Will you let me in, please? Because I want to talk to you specifically about that. Do you know there's a reason why you're struggling in that area right there? You're supposed to be doing something else, but you got to let me in so I can talk to you about it. I just want to talk to you. I just want to sup with you. And I promise you, if you let me in before I leave, you'll never be the same again. I promise you, if you let me in, I got history with this. You can trust me. If I'm knocking, I want to come in and eat with you, but I promise you that when I leave your place, you and everything in your house will never be the same again. I promise you this because I got history. You can check my history on this, that I've never left anyone the same way. Never. I just need you to let me in. I just need you to let me. And I promise, you'll never be the same again. I want to pray for you now. And the prayer is simple. I think normally sometimes they'll open up and allow you to talk about things and not talk about things, but ask for a specific prayer. But I'm going to pray one prayer over you all. And if you will grab on, if you will tap into this, you're going to get what you need. You're going to get what you need. I've already prophesied what I've come to prophesy here. I've already released what I've come to release. If you will open your heart right now, you'll get what you need. I'm not the giver. No. He just sent me to ask you to open the door. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for your power and your authority. God, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for your word. Father, my prayer, my request is that you come in and sup with your people. Every door that is open right now, God, saturate in the name of Jesus with your presence. Speak with your magnificent voice. Touch with your healing hand. In Jesus' name, never let us be the same again, ever. We thank you. We give you praise. And I thank you, Father, for allowing me the opportunity once again to share your word with your people. Amen. Blessings upon you all. At this time, I'm going to pass it back over to the woman of God or whoever is going to take place, step into this zone right now. But Prophet DJ Hubbard,
or whoever I just want to give God glory. My heart is so full and just listening to this word. And thank you for the encouragement earlier on in your testimony. But I'm telling you, if people would do just what you said tonight, the word has gone forth. It was so much that was covered. My heart is just overwhelmed. I just bless the Lord. I really do. And also that you said we could already, that what's been spoken, if we could receive it, praise God. God has done the work. If we allow him to come in and just walk in that door, praise God. I knew God was going to bless, but it's exceedingly abundantly above. Even the first night, I just give God glory for you hearing from the Lord because you've been in his presence. So I'm just going to open the lines for the people that they already have heard what God say, but if there's someone that just want to just be thankful for what God just moved, we're going to move in that direction because I'm going to follow the instructions of the apostle, the prophet, that God, if we were to take in what God has already said, he has done the work or doing the work. So anyone that just has something, we're going to give you at least 2 minutes just to respond and just let the Lord just bless and hold on to what he's spoken tonight because truly God has moved. I'm going to go back and really, really just, I've never heard it like this, but it's beautiful.
The lines are open now to Apophis Bird, first of all, and then any of the other ministers and ones afterwards, sir, but we're going to give space to the prophet.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a message. And I don't have much to say because he said it all. And what I like was what his wife, Apostle Terry, said from the beginning, that if we receive this word tonight, and she said if we apply it immediately, it will be life-changing. You know what? I received that word because it was rich. And I can't add nothing to it. And I can't take nothing from it. So I just like to say to each person, even all healing, I receive it in the name of Jesus. He gave us everything that we needed. And he is at the door knocking. Let him in. Let him in. And I tell you, he changed me, some of my throats. And some of the things that God was even speaking to me, he spoke them tonight. So, Apostle, I just want to say thank you for that word. Continue to let God use you. And I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. And it is life-changing. God bless you.
Glory to God. We bless you also.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to move quickly on you all. Anyone else that has any remarks from the powerful word that was spoken tonight? That's your 2 minutes.
This is Brother Black Apostle. Amen. I don't have much to say either, but I love when you said, still holding on to something 20 years. If you would have let me in, you would have got delivered a long time ago. And then you were saying, all these doors, you could be saved, but still you didn't let me in to that door with your attitude. You didn't let me in to that door with your health. You didn't let me in. But I just thank God for the word. I receive it 100%. It's time to spiritually examine myself. God bless you. Love you. Thank you. Lord, bless you all.
Praise the Lord.
Your apostle, for the word that you brought forth tonight, it was truly a blessing to my spiritual soul. I thank God for you talking loneliness. Thank you, Jesus. God is, you keep on letting the Lord use you because he's using you mighty. And all the other things that you said, whew, yeah, it's a performance. Oh, God, glory to God. Oh, glory. I feel the anointing. He is that he is. He's bringing forth his bold soldiers, and he's bringing the ones that's really studying the word and showing themselves approved before him, just seeking God's face. And I thank God for how he used you tonight to encourage the people of God. And I receive every word that proceeded out of the word of God and out of your mouth. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I give glory, honor, and praise to the Lord for the mighty man of God, Apostle D.C. Terry, for that word. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Glory be to God. It puts me in remembrance of the song, Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. Let him in. I just want to say that I thank and praise God, and I give the Lord permission to enter every room in my life. Has free reign in my life and in every space, praise God, hallelujah. I won't say he's at the bottom, he's the center of my life. So I thank and praise God for being the center of my life, and I welcome him and invite him, praise God,
and I receive that word, praise God. It's a great and mighty word. I receive even what the Apostle Terry's wife said. Receive it. It's key. I heard the four Gospels at another service at 4 o'clock, and everybody was on the same train, and they was moving by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And praise God. And I just want to say I pray that people not only be hearers, but they will really believe the Word of God and then receive it. Praise God. Accept what God is saying. To God be the glory. God wants to talk to us most of the time, and I confess when we pray, I do all the talking. But it's time to let God talk to us, and I thank you so much for that message on tonight. God bless you, Apostle Terry. Bless you.
Bless you also.
Okay, praise God. That's the last one. Bless the Lord for all that was on the line, even though they may have not said anything, but that word of penetrate your heart so dearly, sincerely. I'm sorry, that's that cell phone. But anyway, I have to tell you, sir, I've already spoken, but I really am just overwhelmed and just excited through the prayers and fasting. But even when you're waiting on God to move, he does that exceedingly abundantly, and it's still yet to that level that you weren't expecting, but it's so powerful how God just blessed you with the revelation, the example, and it was so at down to earth to where we live at, so that where we have no excuses, so simple that a child could understand. But I thank God, glory to God, for your faithfulness to the Lord and what you've done. Thank God how God just blessed your wife and hearing back and forth, how it boomeranging back to the same thing when you close. As she opens, if we will receive and accept, glory to God. So I believe it's a washing and a cleansing and a bring us open to some areas that we may have not even know those doors were not open. That need to be, glory to God, open to him and the company. Oh, what a revelation about the company. The how you can look at some things. And I know about company poison. We know how we need to get rid of this, that, and the other people in our lives. But some of the things that it does to cause some people to not really recognizing and to be deceived and know that these things can actually cause even all the way down to death spiritually as well as in the natural. But to know, glory to God, that some of these little foxes of things that that we're ignorant of and don't realize, and like he said, my people are strong for lack of knowledge. He said, I'm not as ignorant of Satan's devices. But there's some things that we are lacking knowledge, and this word brings on knowledge and truth and awareness so that way you can be aware of the foxes and we're aware of some things in your flesh, and are you really ready to deny to get to that place where God wants you to be? Well, I bless the Lord. That's enough. But in the meantime, praise God for both of you in excitement, anticipation of expectancy to hear what God's going to pour out of your spirit for tomorrow night, Sunday and Monday. Bless the Lord. At this time, we're going to give space to none other than your the prophet of the apostle of Pastor. I'm sorry, getting tired on it. Sister Terry, the apostle, that she may share whatever's on her heart, and then the floor is yours after that for your remarks, sir. Sister Terry, Apostle Terry. She's not at the phone. Okay. If she's not available, then we'll leave it in your hands then.
I'm here.
Oh, saying you have the remarks, and then we're going to turn it over to him. Apostle Terry? D.C. Terry, then we'll leave it to you then, since his wife is not. I was leaving it to her to speak, but if she's not at this time, we'll let you do the your remarks. Are we having problems with my phone? I don't know. Are you all there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. Neither one of y'all spoke. That's the reason why I thought you couldn't hear me. I was waiting on y'all remarks. Hello? Something must be wrong with the phone. The devil is a liar.
I can hear you, Pastor BJ.
Yes, I was wondering why they can't hear me because I was waiting for their remarks, but no one's saying anything, so I don't know whether something happened to the phone. I'm going to ask one more time. Pastor Terry, are you still there? Maybe they dropped off. Something happened to the phone. But nevertheless, we thank God for the man and woman of God tonight, especially the word that was brought forth. We pray that we meditate on it and let God bless whatever area that we're in. We'll be sincerely and honest and allow him to come in and do that work, construction, deliverance, or whatever is needed. But we thank God again for him, and we look forward to hearing again on Monday night. He'll be back. After that, we'll be hearing on Tuesday night. Apostle Burton was going to speak that night, but she needed for the switch days. So now she will be doing Thursday night, the night that I would not have to be Tuesday. On Wednesday, it'll be he's back again. There it is. Let me open the line. Okay. Something happened with the phone, so he's back. Okay, Pastor Apocalypse Terry, somewhere I saw it drop off and we didn't get you. Are you back now? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I don't know what was going on. We were something happened with our phone. But anyway, we can. I just wanted to come in, and of course, I enjoyed the word, and it was definitely life changing, as I knew that it would be. So I just wanted to. I mean, Apostle just left a few questions for us. What company are we still keeping that could be possibly keeping God out of our lives? But he also said that the remedy to that is just allowing him in, because he has a way of kicking people out. All of that was amazing. But he just said so many different things, and I don't want to go back into it, but we just got to be mindful. We got to be mindful of the people and the company that we have in our lives, because he said another profound thing. We're dealing with the same stuff sometimes because we're dealing with the same people.
Amen.
So many different things, so many amazing things that he said, but I don't want to go back into the message. I challenge you to go back in and listen to it again, because I believe that there are so many different things that we can receive from this message, and it goes by so fast, and there's so much information that, you know, sometimes we can miss it, and I know that it's you can go back onto the link and listen to it again, so I challenge you to do that, and I also challenge you all that are listening to be back on tomorrow. I know Pastor Hubbard has already said that, but if you will come back on and join us again, we thank you and thank you and thank you so much again, Pastor Hubbard, for inviting TKLC and allowing us to, or Apostle, to pour out to your following. Blessings to all of you, and I don't believe, are you coming back on? Apostle, he's going to have his closing words, and I'm going to pass it over to him. Just one moment.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. I just simply say it's been a pleasure this evening. Pastor Hubbard, I greatly appreciate you allowing us, as Apostle Carol said, just some space on your platform.
Yeah.
I appreciate the encouraging words of each and every individual, and what's encouraging to me is that you've received it, that you've received something. So I appreciate that. I appreciate your heart, and that you opening your heart, you know, just to the Word of God. And other than that, I look forward to being with you all on tomorrow evening. Blessings upon you.
With anticipation and expectancy, sir, I am blessed, the Lord. I pray those two that are on as well. It's been definitely an intriguing, exciting, dynamic, phenomenal move, even for the first night. This is God. So bless the Lord. Praise God. And as I was saying earlier, on Tuesday night will be Lisa, Pastor D.C. Terry, or LaVos will be on tomorrow. And then off Tuesday, Minister B.J. Hubbard on Wednesday. And even though on your schedule it was Apostle Burton, but she needs to change her date to Thursday. So Wednesday will be Minister Teron 2 out of Columbia. Then it will be Pastor Burton.
Apostle Burton on that Thursday, and then on Friday will be Prophetess Lillian Bird. On Saturday will be Pastor Apostle Danny out of Sumter. And then on Sunday, our new beginning for the seventh year will be Prophetess Benjamin. So this celebration for Oneness 24th through the 30th, and starting up into our seventh year, we're going to use that Sunday, and that will be Prophetess Benjamin will be speaking. Each person will have their own topic, but remember, it's behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, come sell with it. And what a way to open it up tonight with the apostle. So at this time, all hearts and minds are free. Praise God. Remember, you can go to www, as Pastor Terry had just mentioned, if you go back and listen, because it does make a difference when we can go back and hear it again. So many pieces we can hear and everything going fast, and we absorb it in our spirit. But to be able to pull it back up sometimes to hear it again, sometimes we get propped, like propping the well, and we can go back and listen. So www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, and divine for the ministry is D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. And you can be able to go back after 30 minutes, usually about an hour, I'll give it. And most cases, then it'll be pulled back up in the recording. Then you can listen to any other services. If you miss any tonight or through the week or any past services, you can be able to hear. Again, thank you again, man of God. I'll tell you, I bless God for you and your wife and your family. Pray continued blessings. Help us to continue to pray out throughout the week for the services. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord. In the meantime, shalom, shalom, and have a good and blessed and wonderful night.
Shalom. Blessings upon you. A blessed night.
Blessings. Praise God. Without God, we can do nothing. Through him, we can do all things. What a mighty God we serve.